What up, bros? Welcome to another Brocast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
And Brograph is a supplement to our site, brograph.com, which is a motion graphics tutorial site, tutorials, plugins, podcasts, and other MoGraph stuff. And on the show, we talk about everything ranging from motion graphics to Cinema 4D, After Effects plugins, render engines, doing business, doing taxes, being a contractor, or working for the man. And you can email us, brograph at brograph.com, and tell us what you think of the show, send us some ideas, ask us questions, whatever you want to do there. This week, it is just the two of us.
I knew you were going to do that. You set me up, dude. You set me up. Why are you going to set me up for that joke?
Yeah.
And expect me not to do it.
That's the joke.
Anyway.
It's going to be a short show today.
It will actually be a short show.
Yeah. So we started late because we were a little behind. I was still putting notes together because I hadn't done my notes ahead of time. I mean, technically I was working, if you call this work.
Yeah.
But
me and Raid Zero have been working on this big project for the past week or 2 weeks.
Man,
2 weeks? Yeah.
I love how that's turning out.
Yeah, yeah, it's looking really good.
Raid Zero, so, you're the bomb, Phil. Thanks for working with us on this project. We can't wait to show it off. Very pretty. Very pretty. Yeah, you know, it's a 2D thing. It's not a 3D project, but it's a very pretty 2D project. So
what's up, Debs?
We're also here a little bit late because we were getting our half res tickets.
Yes. If you haven't gotten your half res tickets, go buy them. They're only $50.
Dude, I don't think that's bad. What's wrong with that? It's not bad.
I don't know.
No.
Well, I it's like, I don't know. I feel like
they might have some changes this year.
Five?
It's a new venue, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it's worth it. The first five were all free, and then the next year it was like $15, and I was totally cool with that, but then it's like $50.
I don't know.
A big leap.
We'll see. It says the biggest half res ever. So,
okay.
You know, they might have some surprises in store for us. I'm not going to prejudge. Well,
That's a good claim. If it's the biggest half res ever, all right. I'm going to hold them to it.
Okay.
It doesn't stop me from coming. We're totally going to be there.
All right, cool.
They could probably charge $150 and I'd probably still show
up.
Yeah, you would.
You know you're in. Yeah. I mean, not really a choice when you have the place, the flights and the place booked already, but
that's it, Raid Zero. He figured it out. He says it's the Chris Doe effect. You know, Chris Doe was last time, and it's like, next one's going to be $100,000. You know, $100,000 a ticket.
So Andrew Kramer's going to be there?
Yeah, Andrew Kramer will be there. That's cool.
Where did you find that out? Is that on the site?
Yeah, it's on the Half-Res site.
I was so concerned with just buying the ticket, I didn't pay attention to anything else.
Yeah, they got two speakers. They got Donnie Bauer from The Mill and Andrew Kramer. And then it says more speakers coming soon. So, I don't know.
Cool.
They need to get Barton to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barton would be great.
We are also, as of today, we are toying with the idea of a small three-city U.S. tour.
Yes.
You say
three-city, I think it should be four.
What would be the fourth city?
New York City.
Oh, New York City, and we'll do it like when we go to New York City?
East Coast, West Coast,
yeah.
West Coast.
Okay.
Of course, I think we need to get rid of, so we're talking Dallas, Denver, San Diego,
us and EJ and David Ariev.
Yeah,
altogether.
And New York.
If it's New York, who do we know in New York that we could...
we can know lots of people in New York.
Is NSCR... Is Nick, is he...
Nick Scarsella? Dan Marino's up there.
Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Isn't Nick up there because didn't he do the photography for his HDR pack there?
I think so.
Does that mean he lives there
sure.
or was he
no,
just...
No, I think Nick... Wait.
I can't remember. No,
I think Nick lives in L.A.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway.
All right. We got to find a New York person then.
Yeah, there's plenty of New Yorkers up there.
Yeah. What else we got?
Tokyo Megaplex? Is he up in LA? No, he's
what?
Never mind.
New York?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm looking at the chat right now.
Is New York? So much chat coming in, I can't even keep
up. I know. It's all right. All right.
Oh,
because
Nick's in LA
now. I also forget that there's a delay between what we're saying and what the chat is going on. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we'll figure something out. It would be October-ish.
Yeah, maybe.
So, we're working on that. It's also Amazon Prime Day.
Except Amazon Prime isn't working.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Try it again.
Fail. You've got like the best servers in the world. You know, it's right? Like, what the dealio?
People rent out your servers.
Right.
And they can't even proceed to check out.
Well, it's becoming really big. I think that's the thing, is that like, short of Cyber Monday, I think this is like the second biggest shopping day online now.
Is it really? You know?
Yeah, I think so, man. Prime it's day? Becoming really big. Like, they're advertising it on TV. Really? It's like a national holiday.
All the Prime workers take it off? No, yeah. They don't do that. They're all slave labor.
That's true.
I know, because my brother used to work for them.
Asterisk
and
allegedly.
Got fired because he was too slow.
Oh, man. Yeah, yep. I've heard that. So
never mind the fact that he has cerebral palsy or anything like that, you know.
Oh,
they still
man,
fired
that's
him
a
because
lawsuit
he's too
waiting
slow.
To happen.
Yeah, well, you know, he didn't tell them before he got hired.
Ah, there you go.
Yep.
Man.
Anyway.
God, I'm hungry. We got a whole show to do. You had ice cream before the show?
No, I didn't have ice
cream.
Oh
my gosh.
I had a snow cone.
Right.
It's because
we're sitting
so,
here
like, they're
and
building
Matt
I'm,
goes
I'm in my new house. I'm in my new house, right? So it's great, but they're building houses all around me, right? So like these food trucks just randomly show up and this snow cone, I hear the ding da ding da ding da ding, and I'm like, the ice cream man's here.
Oh my gosh.
So I go running outside.
You're sitting on Skype. Ice cream, ice cream. Ice cream man. You're like Homer Simpson chasing after the truck.
Yep. It's good.
Let's see.
Surprisingly, I actually had cash on me to pay for it.
Half-res tickets, other things this week, because we got to make this short show. Is it Somay or Somay? Somay?
I don't know.
We'll be on the Monday morning meetup next week, so get on the Slack in the Monday meetup section and get your questions in. That's going to be fun. I think that is also going to be recorded, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
So we'll work on getting a link to that, if that's posted or whatnot.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, you know, the last Blockbuster, there's only one Blockbuster left now. There were like three, and I think two of them closed. Uh-huh.
What's so ridiculous is, did you see the John Oliver thing where
I did.
That was a hilarious sketch.
Yeah.
But still, like, they sent all that stuff up to the Alaska one, and now it's like, okay. I wonder if the guy, like, who owned that Blockbuster franchise was like, all right, I'm taking all this stuff. I'm going to sell it and then I'm going to retire. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a nice little scam.
Right?
When I was there back in, I don't know, 80 something, early 90s, renting movies with my dad, DVDs had just come out. And I was, they were selling a couple DVDs there because there were only a couple DVDs available to even buy because. I think they had, what do they have? What's the first one I bought? I think it was Twister and something else were like the very first DVDs. And my dad.
Mine was She's All That.
What's that?
I think my first DVD was She's All That.
And the DVD drive that we had, I think it was made by, who makes Sound Blaster? Creative Labs. It was a Creative Labs DVD player. That would go inside of your computer. So we had the computer like in the living room so we could try and have. You couldn't buy an actual player yet. No, it was only available on the computer first. If you were one of the early adopters, you know. So we had that set up. It was like the coolest thing ever, you know, because you had a menu and you could like pause and like it didn't, you know, look funny when you're fast forwarding and stuff.
$50 to buy a DVD.
Oh, yeah. But we go into Blockbuster and my dad just happens to be standing at the counter and the manager's there and he was like, you know, we have a DVD player, we've been enjoying watching like these two DVDs that you guys sell here, when are you guys gonna start renting them? And the manager goes, oh, we'll never rent DVDs at Blockbuster. I just thought it was so funny. He was just so, you know, skeptical that the technology would even take off.
Oh, Netflix will never take over.
Right. Right. People will watch online video. Nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, plugins. I want to give a plugin update because we are kind of in a weird transition period because we're waiting on the new version of Octane for Cinema 4D to be official, to be like not in beta mode, and then
version 4, right?
Version 4, yeah, because it's just in the beta modes, and then, you know, it's that time of year where SIGGRAPH is going to happen, and there's possibility of the new C4D being announced, and so if that happens, then we get, you know, like we do every year, we've got to test it and make sure it works. So we've got like this perfect storm of possible bugs coming up, so we're kind of waiting right now just to see where that goes. And so once everything is super official and released and not in beta, then we will update our plugin if it needs updating, which I have a feeling it will. And then let's see, no live stream this week because this is an off week for Liam, but no, is it? I think
I have
it
no
is.
Idea.
I can't remember, but just remember that I'm going to have to look at the calendar because I don't even know.
Yeah.
I want to say next Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, that's when we're going to have David on.
Cool.
Yes. The 26th, we will have David on, and he's going to be doing a breakdown of his latest joint. And, he has a new reel that I think he's going to be releasing pretty soon.
Yeah, it's
as
pretty
well.
Killer.
So we're going to be waiting on a link to that. Maybe we can watch that on the live stream by that point if he's ready to put that out there. I do have a couple notes on the Maxon changes, just that we didn't talk about last week. Nothing major, really. It's just we didn't really mention that the new CEO is American, living in Germany. So I think this is kind of a good bridge, you know. Don't know if he's going to be at SIGGRAPH or not. Seems like there's a lot of stuff he's probably got to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's brand new to the company, so, you know, they're probably onboarding him or something, so we don't know if he's going to be there or not.
Yeah, and just
I hope so.
Just because he's from Adobe doesn't mean they're thinking about selling the company to Adobe, so everybody, you know, everybody just chill out. It's going to be fine. I think it's going to be a lot better than it was before. So I'm interested to see where it goes. Let's see. Other notes. Etch-a-Sketch Animator. I don't know why this popped in my head the other day, but as an animator, this is one of those things where I was like super excited as a kid. When I was in kindergarten.
Oh, this is like old school.
Oh, yeah. When I was in kindergarten, there was a commercial that started playing on TV. I was in the hospital in kindergarten in November for like Thanksgiving. And my parents saw that I watched that commercial on TV and I was really excited about it. So they bought me Etch-a-Sketch Animator since I was in the hospital. And I remember the commercial and everything, you know, very 80s. I'm a creator with my animator, you know, that kind of...
Is that how it goes?
You know, kids' toy commercials. Oh, yeah.
Wow,
and it's just
amazing.
Funny because it's like, watch, I'll show you how, and like this like awesome music is playing, and then you see... which back then was, you know, amazing.
Right.
And so then I played with that. I just don't know if anybody else remembers that, but like that was almost like my intro to animation and keyframing... Stuff like that, you know, cell shading and, you know, where you would copy the last picture to the next frame and then you would adjust it. And does anybody remember Etch-a-Sketch? What?
Well, I'm on Amazon Prime trying to, like, you know, reload my thing and I accidentally just bought everything.
Uh-oh.
Instead of, oh, well.
No, you can cancel, like, right away.
It's all right.
What did you buy?
A new computer case.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. I sold my desk. I'll use my money from my desk.
Anything else in the week? I had a Zima.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The nostalgia just came.
Did you put a Jolly Rancher in there?
I absolutely did. Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
Great.
Watermelon Jolly Rancher on the bottom. It sticks to the bottom, which is great because then you don't choke on it.
Oh, yeah,
and then
makes sense.
It dissolves so quick, it actually is really good. So
that's cool.
I was like, man, the nostalgia just washed over me. Like the taste, it was like one of the very first alcoholic drinks that I ever drank on a regular basis, you know, in high school when you're like getting them from someone's parents' fridge or something.
Right.
I don't even know where they came from. I cannot remember how I acquired alcohol when I was underage. I had a friend
whose mom would buy us alcohol, and we'd get like just tons and tons of what was it? Wine coolers. Oh yeah. Rocking out on the wine coolers. And then eventually moved it to like Hornsby's, and then moved to Rolling Rock, and then I could drink beer regularly.
That's it I've got for the week. We've got, what do we got?
Okay,
we got
just like, as far as my week, just a word of advice for people.
Okay.
If you're a collector of sorts, just be prepared when you move, if you have everything in storage, how many toys you will acquire. I have been unloading, toys. You can see behind me.
You're talking about actual toys. Not like tech toys.
No, not even tech toys. But okay. I've been unpacking my office, you know. I've been trying to get it ready because I get my new desk tomorrow, you know. And so, like, I want to get that all ready, but then I've been unpacking. I've got 4 boxes of toys, you know, and, like, it's ridiculous how many toys I have. And I'm going on eBay, you know, checking them, and some of them are worth a lot of money. Anyway. So just be prepared. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I have a bunch of toys and be jealous of my toys.
Yeah, what do you have that's worth anything?
I have a Wall-E action figure. You know, he's a little remote control. He's going for like $500 on eBay. And then my vibrating Harry Potter broom. It's like seven.
That's weird.
It's discontinued because it's a broom that vibrates.
That's so creepy. So creeptastic.
See what else? Oh, these the Wreck-It Ralph action figures from like the first the first movie. They were selling them on they were selling them at Target. They were just trying to get rid of them, and they sold them for like $5 a piece. Dude, the whole set is worth like $150. It's crazy. Anyway.
All right. Sorry, I was typing something. Somebody was wrong on the internet.
Oh gosh.
I'm just kidding. Let's go to Ravcock. What's your flavor?
What's your flavor?
All right. Force Octane to change the f-stop. Have you ever done this before?
Force it to change the f-stop?
Like, no, beyond what is available. It's really weird because there's two, like, okay, there's the two things that work in tandem together when you're doing, like, I think it's like aperture and something else.
Yeah, something else.
My mind is blank. Anyway, you can only take it so far to get that blur. If you don't have enough depth of field, then that means that your scene scale needs to change, usually. You know, and that's the first thing. Like, the depth of field is affected by that. So if you're having trouble with that, it means your scene scale's off. But if you can't change it for some reason, or you don't want to change it, there's only one field. I don't remember if it's aperture or the other one, but there's the ability to type in to the field with the numbers in it. Like, you can like force the number to go higher, but it's weird because you can only do it with one of the fields and not the other.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I had ever talked about that. It's just a little thing, but you can actually force it to go higher. It also, the scene scale also affects emissions as well.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. But we just never talked about that before. And the other thing I wasn't sure if I had talked about or not is having a tinted border. Okay. Have you ever, so you open up the live viewer window, and you know, if the live viewer window isn't the right size, that you don't see the lines on the top and bottom for your frame.
Right.
And sometimes you do see the lines on the top and bottom of the frame.
Right. You gotta resize it in order to like
to get it the right size. And it's like, no, this works, but then I can see more than I'm supposed to see.
Right.
You know, so if you go to your display settings, your camera settings, you know how you have the configure and configure all?
Yeah.
If you go to that and you go to tinted border and change the opacity to 100%, then in your viewport, in your regular viewport, it will put black bars completely on that.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then also in your viewer window, in your live viewer window for Octane, it will do that. So if you don't have it completely right, it'll actually put those on there. So you don't have to like overthink it as far as like seeing too much of the scene or whatever. Just another
that's good because I sometimes find that when I see everything, I sometimes use the picture as a whole as a as my reference, you know. And sometimes I need to actually like bring it down a little bit in order for it to be exactly where I want it to be. Anyway,
so that's fun. And then okay, I heard a rumor. Has Render launched the whole Render token thing? Has it launched or not? Because I don't see any info on this.
I have no idea.
Heard that it was. I looked at the website. I don't see anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, we'll be watching that. I guess it's maybe close to being launched. I don't know. There's a Forbes article about it called Make Money While You Sleep. Otoy wants to rent your idle computer. Other Ravcock stuff, Disney clouds. What's this trend of Disney clouds on the Facebook Octane group?
It launched. It's pretty funny. You can now buy Render with Ethereum.
Oh,
that's what Troy Aikman said.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Emmett Smith. All right. Disney clouds.
I like how I don't know what we the only use thing is. Like Dallas Cowboys from the 90s because we're
that's
not
all I know.
We're not up with any
I don't know
other,
anything else
like,
about the sports ball
people.
Ball go far.
Ball go far. Okay, ball Jason Sequette says Q3 for the software to render.
Okay.
We can't come fast enough.
Man, I know. All right. Let's talk about
stuff.
The stupid Apple eGPU crap that they're coming out with. That is such a stupid waste of money.
It is. So
Apple worked with Blackmagic on a new external GPU, and it's of course Radeon based or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. And it's like, why? Why?
So here's the thing. Blackmagic worked with them in order to do it. So of course, you know, if you're running DaVinci Resolve, it's going to work great for you, you know? But does Apple not realize that not a lot of people, not a lot of 3D animators use DaVinci? We don't use DaVinci Resolve that often, you know? Like,
And the fact that this is exactly what I predicted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the fact that they are going to make a proprietary card.
They will.
And this is what they're going to do. It's going to be the modular proprietary Blackmagic Radeon card that you can put in your app, your new Mac Pro that's allegedly going to come out at some point. They're talking about with the modules.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be proprietary module. It's going to be overpriced. There's going to be no point for it. It's like Apple's just making more expensive proprietary things that are cheaper to do on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smearball says, how many dongles does it need?
Yep. It's true. Mm-hmm. Smearball's in the house.
Mm-hmm. Smearball's in the house. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah.
Man. Dude. New reel, first of all.
Congrats,
go check that out. It's super awesome.
Big congrats to Smearballs because it is a big day to be Mr. Balls. It is.
Yes, Mr. Balls, you are showing us all up with your awesomeness.
Yep.
The new Deadmau5 video is out.
Uh-huh.
Made by Mr. Balls himself. It's so awesome.
It's so
like,
good.
There's just so much going it's on. So, like, it's so good.
I would like to all point out that Joel is wearing the shirt that I gave him, the
Cinema
4D
shirt.
So
yeah,
that's exciting.
Yep. That was from the first time we went up right?
Yeah.
Man, all this motion tracking and stuff. I would love to.
Yeah, dude.
To talk about.
You should do a breakdown on it with us.
Yeah,
that would be rad.
Break it down. Break it down.
So, and the reel looks absolutely killer.
Yeah, I never. The Brograph balls right. Back. That's right. He is the Brograph balls back. So, this was all at his place up in Toronto, where we've gone a couple times to work, and it's just a freaking awesome property.
Yeah,
for one. But like, man, the stuff that y'all did with that was incredible.
Yeah, looks really good.
So let me go back up. I'm skipping around a lot here. So I don't know what else to say about that eGPU. It's sad.
You know, it's, I think all, so many of us want to hold on that, like, Apple is going to go back to its roots and, like, you know, be right. all about the artists right. and stuff like that. But they've got some serious beef with NVIDIA, and I don't know why. You know, it's like...
Yeah, I know, right?
Why can't you put your crap behind you and help out the artists like you used to, you know?
Because they're just going to wait until it's too late and realize that everybody left?
Yeah, dude. Like, they've got to be losing money on their computers. I don't know. But, you know,
no, I don't understand.
At least the professional
it's so
crowd
overpriced.
Or something like that. But it's so stupid. It's like, I guess you got schools buying, you know, the MacBook Airs and, you know, the crappy iMacs and whatever, you know?
But how are you going to get, like, a $5,000 iMac and this Blackmagic thing, which is, I'm sure, like, $1,000, you know, what can you... Okay, let's just say it's $6,000 for that setup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if you want to buy a PC and build something? You build it mm-hmm. yourself, you put some stuff in it, you put, like, 4 1080s in it, and you're still only spending, like, $5,000
totally.
Tops.
Yeah, when you guys bought
look how much
the,
more power you would get.
When you were at your old company and you guys bought that maxed out trash can, it was what, $12,000?
Oh, it was $10,000.
And Meseeks only cost us $5,000. We could have bought 2 Meseeks right. for the cost of one of their maxed out computers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, Enter B, it's not a viable option for professionals.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't understand and why they're abandoning, because again, I love the OS and it's just like,
yeah.
I still, every day I miss the OS. Every day when I'm fixing things on my PC in order
to
work,
so funny.
I miss the
old OS. You got something wrong.
But even no, it's not even that. It's just like getting around. I have to like install plugins and stuff to make things faster. Mm. The fact that I just can't by default like view a file real quick, you know, and then I got codec issues. Oh, you wanna see that DNX HD file? Too bad. Yeah. You wanna see that ProRes file and just preview it in your video player? Too bad. You gotta open it up in After Effects.
You wanna preview a animation MOV? Oh, too bad on Mac OS. Oh, you want to preview some of these other video files? Oh, too bad. You're going to have to download VLC. Or we're going to have to convert it for you first, and that's going to take forever.
Oh, the conversion thing. But no, on PC too, you can't open these codecs. Well, even if you have the codecs, you can't open them. And you can't take a file that's ProRes on your desktop and double-click on it and just see what it is. You know what I have to do? Because I do everything on Dropbox, I have to right-click on it and open it in Dropbox.
That's
browser
funny.
Online and see what the
That's
file
actually
is.
Kind of smart.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid though. And then it looks like crap, you know, and you got to wait for it. And sometimes it won't convert. Sometimes I don't think the DNX HD converts on Dropbox. And it's like, why is this so difficult? And why can't I hit the space bar and view a file real quick without third party software, third party this, third party that? And why does every time I reorganize by date in my downloads folder, does it have to sit there and think about it for 45
seconds?
Something's
wrong with yours, because mine doesn't have to do that. Mine
that
is
happens
so
on
fast.
Every computer.
Mine is, I don't have any
so
problems
weird.
With it. The only thing...
Well, maybe when I build this desktop,
yeah,
it'll be better.
It will. I mean, you're working mostly off of your laptop, you know? And you're filling it with junk, you know?
Dude, you know how much stuff I constantly delete off this computer? That last project we did is all that's on here, and now that I've unsynced it, I have like 400 gig.
Dude, that
free.
Took me days to unsync that.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. It had to go that through and like re-index everything and blah blah blah. It was really stupid.
I didn't want to unsync everything yet.
I did. You know? I did everything.
So I just
except
did like
the
all the image
folder.
Sequences. Yeah. So, let's see. Chris Pretty has a new site. 510 spelled out, 510giant.com. Very pretty. No pun intended. Check that out. And he's got a new video that he just posted in the Octane group. It's on Vimeo. We'll post a link in the show notes. It's render wireframes in Cinema 4D and Octane. It's a better way to do wireframes. Some of these
industrial chipset, like, motherboard stuff that
Done. They're so they're so gorgeous. Good.
Like, you would not even know that this is 3D. Like, when I saw that at NAB a couple years ago, like, when we first met, it's like, oh my gosh, his work is gorgeous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Jake Ferguson, by the way, he was the lead designer on the title sequences for Counterpart and got an Emmy nomination for it.
Oh, yeah?
So that's pretty good. Of course, he's up against, like, the Westworld titles and everything else. So post a link to that so you can check those out. And then Barton Damer posted a picture of the boxes from his CPUs all stacked up.
No, GPUs. Oh. He said CPUs. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, GPUs. All the Titan X's and, oh my gosh, what a photo. That's insane. Link to that as well. Silverwing, he's got an Octane adaptive sampling video that he just posted as well. So if you want to learn more about adaptive sampling in Octane, check that out. And then also in the Redshift render Octane gosh.
You can't talk.
In the Redshift render Facebook group, there is a link to something called Willy Morgan. It's a third-person point-and-click graphic adventure, but they used Redshift to render these things out. They kind of baked the textures, and then I think brought them into Unity or Unreal, one of the two, to do this point-and-click adventure, and it's very cool looking.
That's cool.
So I'll post a link to that as well, and you can see how those look. Topic-wise, I wanted to mention this. I had talked about the getting things done method probably a few years ago on the show, and I had kind of shied away from it just because it was becoming too much trouble. And I've been listening to Merlin Mann over the last couple of years talk about how he's changed the way that he does his getting things done method. Kevin Rupp.
What's up, Kevin?
Was in the chat. What's up, Kevin? Squirrel. The getting things done method is great. I really like it. It's a very great way to organize things, and I've kind of branched out into my own way of doing it, and this is what Merlin Mann has been saying as well, that he's kind of backed off on it. He was getting a little too micromanagey with his OmniFocus app, and I completely understand that. So I did a complete OmniFocus jubilee to where I wiped everything out and I started over because my contexts and stuff were just too micromanagey.
Yeah, well, some of those things you've had for years. Did you delete all of them?
Well, I backed up the old database and I started over. Okay. And so what I'm doing with it is trying to make it faster. Trying to make it faster to get through my stuff. I still love the concept of inbox. Because especially right now, you and I have so much going on. We're booked till the end of the year.
Yeah.
And, or if not longer. And we have all these things and all these places we're going and these events and shows and projects. And with all of that, stuff goes through your head. You're working on 10 different things at once and something pops in your head. Oh, I didn't do my registration for my car.
Yeah.
And so your head does a thing where in the back of your head, there's a loop that goes and it just says,
yeah,
you need to get your registration. You need to get your registration. Dude, don't forget to get your registration.
That is the way it has been when moving in currently in the house.
Right.
It's like, I got to clean the garage. Oh, no, but I've got to do that. Or no, it's I want to clean the laundry room. Oh, no, but I need to clean out the garage first so I can get the cat box in there and blah, blah, blah. But I got to clean out the garage first. Oh, but then I need to sell the desk first so that I can get rid of stuff in the garage.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what Merlin Mann talks about, exactly what you just described is you have that thing. So it's the concept of next action. You know, I need to clean the garage. Therefore, I need to do these 10 things first. And they need to be on a list. But then you think about it. And when you think of it's when you think about it is the big thing, because if you don't write it down, it's going to go in loop in the back of your head. And it's subconsciously stressing you out. It's subconsciously kind of like gnawing away at you in the back of your head. Oh, I got to do these things, but how am I going to remember all this stuff? And the inbox concept is the great thing about OmniFocus. And you could do this if you don't have OmniFocus. You could do this as notes or whatever, but you just write it. You don't worry about filing it, putting it in a category or anything like that. You just file it.
Yeah.
And that way your brain is like, oh, okay, I can rest easy now because I know I won't forget it. And when you get a chance, you sit down and you put that where it needs to go. And my problem was that with there's projects and there's contexts. Okay. So if you and I are working on a project and it's like, I need to get the voiceover and I need to get that other thing and then I need to invoice it. When that pops in my head, I put it in the inbox. Later on, I put it under the project. But there's also contexts. And I was being too micromanaging with my contexts. Because sometimes if you sit down at your computer and you're not doing something on a project basis or on a date basis, which you can also do, you sit down and you say, okay, what can I do when I'm sitting in front of my computer right now? So I have something on there called internet. Anything that I can do when I'm sitting in front of the internet. I can get my registration. I can follow up with the police department on my accident that I was in, you know, and stuff like that. And it's just internet, you know, buy that thing. That's the internet. Yeah. Amazon Prime Day, internet.
Yeah.
So if you have a chance, you can go through and take care of those little 2-minute tasks that you got to do all in one place and one sitting. And then you're like, wow, I just finished 15 things on my to-do list because it was organized by the type of task, you know? So it's very helpful, but you have to kind of pull back. So I'm doing this new way of the getting things done method, which is just more simplified. And it's really been helping me. I do have a separate one called email, because I think email is kind of like a different area. Like sometimes you want to sit down and do all the email at once.
Boy, Amazon Prime just a new is method, taking a dump right now.
Is it still?
Yeah, dude, I can't not even get into the shop of the deals.
Not cool.
That's hilarious. Have you seen that episode of Malcolm in the Middle when he like goes in at what's his name, the guy from Breaking Bad, the dad? He goes in and like he tries to turn on a light, but the light is off. So then he goes to grab something else and something else is messed up. So then he's got to go to the store to get something, but his car is broken. So like he's doing all these things and his wife come home and she's like, did you do that thing? And he's like, what do you think I'm trying to do?
That is my day every day, I swear. And that's why I get so frustrated with having to fix my computer. Because it's, oh, if I want to do that, then I have to clear my Dropbox because I don't have enough room. Well, I can't clear my Dropbox because there's not enough room on the computer, which always irritates the crap out of me. It's like, I want to unsync 10 folders, and then it's like, you're out of room on your hard drive, so you can't sync. But I'm like, the reason I'm syncing is because I want to do offline only mode, so just do that first. That's one of my big beefs with Dropbox. And then it's the same thing. It's you go down a rat hole of things that you realize you have to do in order to do the things that you want to do. And before you know it, the day's over.
Yeah.
But the GTD method is really great. If you haven't heard of it, you can check that out. It's a book, and it kind of started as an offline method, not on the computer, but then it evolved into this piece of software. Yeah. So
see, I was always, back when I was working a job, I used stickies all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't use anything else. It was always just stickies. And I had two stickies. I had ones that were waiting on approval or waiting for the client. And then the other one was actually active projects, one that I could work on, you know, and that was, that was all I've ever done.
Yeah.
I still haven't found, I haven't found a love for a management software yet.
Have you tried OmniFocus? No. You got to get it on all your stuff.
It costs money. It's like $100 or something, isn't it?
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like $100.
I don't think it's that expensive.
Because I didn't want to pay money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, all right, whatever. Go ahead.
it works. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Do they have OmniFocus the best part for PC?
Of course not.
Of course not. Right.
No, but there's ways that you can hook it with Trello so that you could just enter it in Trello. You can also do it through Amazon Echo. So you can say add something, something, and it will put it in your OmniFocus that way. You can just, all you need is the inbox at any given time.
Yeah, I guess.
That's really what it is.
So then I have to find a workaround on my PC in order to work with OmniFocus on the Mac, and then I'm going to have to organize a whole nother thing and keep that inside my OmniFocus.
No, it's not even that. It's not that complicated, because all you have to do is have the inbox. Don't worry about everything else.
Right. Do they have an online one that you can use?
No, but you can use your phone. The apps are what I use on the phone anyway.
Well, what if you have
the inbox is on the phone?
If you have a Windows phone?
Do they still make Windows phones?
I don't think so. What if you got an old Nokia phone? Not going to work.
Then there's no apps available anymore anyway, or at all anyway, to begin
with.
Or
an Android phone. What if you have a Google phone, you know?
It's the inbox, because you have the phone, you're in the car, you think of something, oh, I didn't do that thing. You're going to forget by the time you get home.
Yeah, I guess.
So, get it out of your brain. They call it your outboard brain.
Yeah.
And it's great, because then you can put it aside and you can rest easy and concentrate on your task and be less distracted.
All right.
It's great. Yeah. So let's go to some links. Dave's links. New grayscale gorilla.
Have you been putting that in there?
Oh, yeah. I've been putting it in there.
Okay. All right, cool.
New Grayscale Gorilla HDRI Skies pack.
Yeah. I think we mentioned this last time, didn't we?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. You know, Sean Astrom worked on that a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
I believe.
Because
it looked like his... I know he was working on that, and I think he was involved in that. I think there's a picture of that car that he had in one of our tutorials.
Yeah, the Corona tutorials.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So...
Yeah, I can't remember who I was talking to about it, but they said, oh, it was Raid Zero. Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, he was saying the skies are incredible.
Oh, I wanted to point out this book I got, too. Under recommendation of Merlin Mann.
Oh, boy.
It is called Rules of Thumb. I love Merlin Mann. Rules of Thumb. Merlin Mann's the bomb. You don't even know.
Yeah, I guess.
He's great.
I don't know. He annoys me.
I like him
and Roderick on the line, you know, because it's John Roderick, you know, talking, but Merlin Mann and Back to Work, he's annoying. I can't listen to him.
Oh, I love him, man. He's got so many good things to say, and he always puts out these gems, you know.
I don't know.
Me and Nick Campbell always quote him when
just always comes off as kind of pretentious to me.
He's very well read. He's very,
very pretentious.
Well, he's very well read. He has a huge literature background, and so he's always using words and references to things that are above everyone's head, and it makes him seem pretentious.
I have many leather-bound books.
My apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's, I don't know.
Yep. Anyway.
Rules of thumb. Here's an example. Computers and technology. It's just these little things. It's nothing like really. It's not like a novel or anything. You know, this is breaking in a new gadget. After buying new electronic equipment, use it for 48 hours straight. If it doesn't fail, it probably won't. Good advice.
Use a new gadget for 48 hours. If it doesn't fail, it probably won't fail.
Right. You know how you get a new piece of equipment and sometimes it almost immediately fails for one reason or another?
Yeah,
it's either going to last you a while or it's going to last like 2 months and die.
All right.
And so it's one of the things where if you kind of run it right away, it's kind of like even if you got like a new video card or something, if you got a bunk video card, it's probably going to last like a couple months and die, or it's going to last you for years.
Yeah, but if it...
If
he's saying run it for 48 hours and it's only going to last you a couple months, you won't know within that 48 hours.
No, it's because turning it on and having it constantly going for 48 hours is going to determine that. For example, you buy a DVD player. If it's going to fail in the first couple months, it's probably because you're only going to run it like one day and then like one time the next week and then one time the next week. So you just keep it on and going just to
Twister
make
going
sure.
on 24 hours a day for 2 days, right?
Totally. The Roman army mile. If you're marching in step and marking the times, the left foot strikes the ground A mile will be 1,000 drum beats.
Okay.
Okay.
That helps me a lot working from my desk.
Well, there's a lot of random things. You got testing web browsers. How about that?
Okay.
If you only have time to do thorough testing of your website in two web browsers, use Internet Explorer and Firefox. The website needs to work in Internet Explorer because so many people use it by default.
Yeah, but...
And if it works in Firefox, it'll work in nearly all other browsers.
I have always said screw Internet Explorer because I'm not going to use it, and anyone who cares about anything is... anyone who cares about, like, quality is not going to use Internet Explorer.
Right. Well...
Yeah.
Our clients who... are not necessarily tech savvy mm-hmm. in some instances mm-hmm. and just need a video for their company who makes, you know, blowers for pumps, you know, they're not going to be like
you're giving away some of our clients
technically savvy on, like, you know, internet browsers. That's yeah. what I'm saying. And IE, you can also say, you could just say Edge nowadays.
Yeah.
But, let's see. Overexposure. This is in advertising and design. The more often an ad is seen, mm-hmm. the more effective it is, regardless of how dull or uncreative it may be.
Yeah, it's called pulsing. Amy, do you know about this?
Do you know what mint dentistry is? Mint dentistry?
I mean, I'm assuming it's a dentist place.
Have you seen all the... I've seen the ads everywhere.
Probably.
I know of mint dentistry, but I know nothing of it. But yeah. if I'm looking for a dentist, I might... check that out.
I wouldn't.
Eating like a thin person. Before you eat, ask yourself how hungry you are on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being an empty stomach and 10 the stuffed, bloated, after Thanksgiving dinner feeling. Eat only when you rate your hunger a 1 or a 2, then stop when you reach a 5.
Okay. Yeah, but there's that
These are
lag.
Good. This is a good book.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why they say stop at 5, because there's the lag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's good advice. Good advice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
All right. Links.
Dave's links.
Other links. 12,088 3D printable scanned sculptures.
Really?
MyMiniFactory.com.
What is it again?
/ MyMiniFactory.com/ scan the world.
/ scan the world. Neat.
Yeah.
MyMiniFactory.com.
Am I high? What? Am I high? Why? Am I too energetic today? It's probably the coffee.
Nah. I don't think so.
Animation workers set to receive $170 million payout from wage theft lawsuit.
Holy cow. There are tons of...
Are you
of...
looking at the things?
Yeah,
the stuff
dude.
And things? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, $170 million payout from wage theft lawsuit. I'm trying to get this to load up so I can read the details here, but good Lord, it's going slow.
What kind of objects are these that they give you? What do they give you?
I mean, I would guess they would be FBXs.
I don't know. It says 3D objects.
They might be STLs if they're for 3D scans.
Oh, STLs. I bet you STL.
It's STLs.
Cool.
Which will open directly in cinema, so.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they added that on the last version, so.
Cool.
That's what I do anyway when I'm trying to open stuff so that I can alter it or change a few things so that I can 3D print it.
Hmm.
So this this lawsuit, let me open this up so I can read it. Come on. Man, my computer's going so slow today. God, it's just so laggy. Maybe it's the internet.
KCV says Amazon's they fault. Have the Derp Ronaldo sculpture on that site.
Derp Ronaldo?
Yeah, do you know
what
that one?
That?
It was the really bad sculpture that they made of the soccer player.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, you'd recognize it if you saw it.
All right, I'm looking it up. Derp
Ronaldo. Here, I can send it to
Ronaldo.
You.
No, I got it. Oh, I got it. Yeah, I have seen this before.
It's so bad.
Wow.
Anyway.
Man, this is taking a long time to load. Come on. I want to see the picture. There we go. Wow.
Anyway. Oh yeah, that's funny.
That's
KCB
terrible.
Just sent it to me in Slack or in Skype.
Wow. All right, so let's talk about this. After more than a year of waiting, animation workers will soon receive the first payment from the $170 million settlement they won from various animation studios.
Oh, wow.
The class action lawsuit against the studios alleged long-term wage theft and antitrust violations.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. The money is coming from the Walt Disney Company, Pixar, Lucasfilms,
wow,
Image Movers Digital, which settled for $100 million. The lawsuit was sparked after it became clear that the animation studios had colluded for years to set salary limits and avoid hiring artists from other studios, thereby circumventing the free market for skills and talents of their employees. Man, that's screwed up.
Yeah, that is screwed up.
Now, see, I could understand some sort of situation in, you know, that would help people in that aspect to keep wages fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't go below this, but if you're going to set a cap, if you're going to collude to set a cap, that's pretty screwed up.
Yeah, that is. Seriously.
I feel like this is a situation a lot where designers and stuff are just getting shafted in various ways.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, what happened with, what was that movie?
The one Rhythm
with
and Hues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tiger thing?
Life of Pi.
Yeah. What, the Life of Pi? Yeah. I was like, what is it? Tiger, you know.
Right.
The tiger thing. Other links, HAL 9000, 2001, a Space Odyssey tribute number 2. This is on the Facebook Octane group, and mm-hmm. I think he actually did a breakdown and maybe put the files up for people.
Oh, cool.
The Food Thief teaser shot. It's not out yet. It's just a teaser. This is very, the style is very Tokyo Megaplex-esque. Uh-huh. And there's a breakdown already of that. We talked about Schmearball's new reel and the new music video for Deadmau5. And then Syriac has an animation as well.
This one's so cool.
Indigestion. Pretty funny.
I'd like to get him on the show. If anyone knows Syriac, tell him to reach out to us or get me his email address so I can send him an email.
He's more of an After Effects person, right? I would love to see a mashup with Schmearballs and Syriac.
Yeah, seriously.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, all right, we told you it was going to be a short show. Let's go on to Beeple's People.
Yeah. Insert the music here.
No. Oh, wait, yeah.
Beeples, people, where do you think we go? Beeples, people, what's up with that guy?
All right, let's start with July 12th. Get out your Beeple viewer of choice. Go to July 12th, Year of Our Lord 2018, and we're going to look at Shepherd 2086.
You know what? I swear he was listening. I know he was listening last week, and now he's just going to be throwing these random dates.
Numbers just to throw
totally.
Us.
Totally. I bet we'll get an animation of this one.
There is one?
Okay, never
one.
Mind.
Yeah, it's next on the Twitter feed. But Shepherd, to me, it kind of looks like, you know, with what he's got in his hand, it almost looks like maybe they're mining.
Ooh.
Or
no,
something.
I bet
you know?
No. Because if you look at the animation, that thing's kind of spinning around. And look, there's a camera on the front of it. I bet you anything that is like some sort of sensor. He's like saying, follow me. It's like, you know, when you get...
Oh, it's turning.
Yeah, when you get a whole... what is it? Mm-hmm. It's like... You know, you get a whole bunch of Chinese tourists in one place. You know, you got someone holding the big flag saying, follow me.
Or when you're going on a Segway tour.
Yeah. You know, that I feel like that's what that is.
Now, see, he always throws something a little bit different in the animation.
Uh-huh.
And like this one, it says SpaceX on the side of it, only in the animation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like these are, because he's a shepherd... Mm-hmm. You know, that's the shepherd's, what do you call it? Hook?
The shepherd's I don't, stick?
Is it called a shepherd's hook?
I don't know.
So the thing is, like, following them around, I wonder if, like, other ones, maybe that you could have, like, a herd of these?
Yeah, maybe.
I bet you, because he's a shepherd, maybe there's a herd, and so maybe they're working the fields or something, and this is how you round them up with your little thing.
Maybe.
And then the next one is July 4th. It's called Black Pearl Core. I saw this one going around this week.
July 4th?
The social media is. July 14th.
Oh, 14th. You said 4th.
Okay. Sorry.
I forgive you.
So sorry.
It's pretty.
The Black Pearl Core. This gets me interested in whatever this is, because this could be like a power source. It could be a... like almost like a black hole type.
Yeah, dude, that's like
type thing.
Nibbler's dark matter, poop, right? That's the.
That's what, right? I was thinking. Yeah, and it's Nibbler's poop
from Futurama. Yeah.
Like it's so heavy,
yeah,
that
it's dark matter, concentrated dark matter.
Yeah, and the ring going around it kind of like suspends it, because nothing could hold it. And so this is like a power source for something. For what, we don't know. Maybe we'll find out in the future. So, the last one is going to be July 15th. This is called Blood Frost.
Blood Frost. And that's pretty. That's very pretty.
Yes.
That's a pretty tree.
So,
I mean, I think just a little bit of octane displacement for the mountains and stuff, along with a plane. With a ripple on it, you know.
Yeah, a plane with some bump
on
it.
Pretty sure that's him.
Oh yeah, you think so?
And then just some pictures in the background, and I think that's what, a forester tree or something like that.
So most people who don't know the background of Beeple would say, "What does it mean, Blood Frost? What does it mean?" And you know what he would say. Well, it looks like blood, and there's frost on the tree, so we call it Blood Frost. Blood Frost.
Blood Frost, right.
Yeah. Blood Frost.
Love it.
Perfect. Don't know. Is this related to the universe? Could be. Could be one of the planets.
Maybe that's one of the... Okay, so he's got this Beeple character. I'm going to call this Beeple, because I'm pretty sure this is Beeple, right? I'm pretty sure that's a scan of him. At least it looks like it, but he's not wearing Dockers or a tie, right?
Yeah, he doesn't look like an accountant.
Maybe this Beeple character explores all these different worlds, and like he's like an auditor, right? He goes through and audits the different planets that he travels to and determines whether they are good enough for colonization, right?
Right.
So... and then maybe there's some sort of war between some of the natives of that planet and the people who are coming in to colonize it. It's like a futuristic
U.S. taking over Native American territories.
It's a futuristic manifest destiny. Anyway.
All right. It's one of the chapter
titles. Oh, I like it.
Man, I write that down.
That's pretty good. All right.
So, we've got just one quick email social thingy. Oops, I went to the wrong screen here. Okay. From Riplehuber Graphic Design on Twitter, I heard you talking about a missing AR standard on the podcast. Don't know if you've seen it yet, but Pixar and Apple developed a pretty promising AR file format. So he's got a link here. Put that link in the show notes. That's kind of cool, because I think that's a good start, to have a specific file format that everybody kind of follows to make this work and to make it go mainstream.
Yeah, then you're dealing with Apple again. And it's like, okay, well, are they going to let this go out for everyone to use, like H.264, or are they going to hold it back like ProRes?
I mean, even ProRes you can kind of use in other,
Yeah. Sage says Apple
is pretty
good with the powerful
Apple
mats, though. Not ProRes, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. In the future.
We should ask Beeple. He That's knows. All. He's seen the future. Yeah. He's been there. With the blood frost trees.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we got. Told you it was going to be a short show.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, I guess. We need to line up a good guest for next week. We got to work on that. So we're going to get out of here. You can rate us on iTunes, leave a review. You can also subscribe to the show on your podcatcher of choice. Subscribe to our newsletter so you can get updates on what's going on. You can say you've been there, done that, got the t-shirt with the No Bro Graph, No Mo Graph tee, the Gate D. Simone limited Super edition limited. Shirt. Man, get it while you can.
We were unpacking the other day. And my wife found the Gate and D. Simone shirt. She says, "Do you still want this?" And I said, "Yeah, it's limited edition." Anyway.
We've also got the Paul Babb Feel the Babb 2020 shirts. All the profits from that go to Doctors Without Borders. The No Bograph.
Render Things?
The Render Things shirt and hoodie. And I really want to do hats. We'll see if we can figure that out. We are going to order some. See, that's one of those things. I put in my OmniFocus the other day. It crossed my mind. We need to get shirts, some more shirts that we can pass out at SIGGRAPH. And so that goes in my inbox, and that gets filed, and then I put a date for it. And then on the right date, it comes up, and I make it happen. That's OmniFocus, yo.
Yes.
Out of my head, on my outboard brain. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, YouTube and brograph.com.
Yay!
We're going to get out of here. I hope everybody got your tickets to all your stuff and things. If you're going to go to SIGGRAPH, please get on our Slack channel.
We'll be there.
And I just typed in the other day to respond to a thread in the events dealio. Mm-hmm. If you're going to SIGGRAPH, just want to know who's going to be around there. I would like to ask a favor. If somebody is good holding a camera and wants to hang out and help us out a little bit, we will give you a whole bunch of swag if you want to hang out with us and hold a camera.
You'll get a limited edition Gate and D. Simone shirt.
Yeah. We just don't have a lot of resources because we're going to be running around doing a lot of things at once. So it would be much appreciated. We'll buy you drinks. We'll get you swag.
EJ and David are not going to be there, sadly.
I know. I'm so sad.
It's just the Brograph guys.
Makes me muy triste. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Till next week. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
Have a good one.
Later, bros. Do 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 do.
It's pretty good, I guess. Brograph.com, an online resource for learning Cinema 4D, After Effects, and other motion graphics tools, specifically catered to help you prevail as a motion graphic designer.
What's up, bros? Welcome to another Brograph motion graphics tutorial.
With tutorials, plugins, and now a podcast with tens of thousands of listeners worldwide.
Yeah, it's a great community to be part of.
We give you professional time-saving tips, industry news, interviews, shortcuts, and lessons that help keep you current in the world of motion design.
Throw in HDR Studio, take the render settings, pick the HDR, put in a reflection, and gorgeous.
I love projects that scare me. When our art director comes to us and asks for something that I had never done before, man, it gets me pumped.
Our weekly long-form podcast will give you the latest news, help you in your file management, hardware configuration, and client relations. Learn about the latest render engines, modeling techniques, and workflow integration while staying entertained.
Real nice banana.
That's so funny. All right. I'm going to live forever.
Our Brograph talks are a chance to see the way industry leaders from around the globe are changing the face of motion design.
Sometimes you got to make stuff that you're not going to put on your reel. And I'm not here to judge.
The podcasts and talks include people like Beeple, Barton Damer, Nick Campbell, Andrew Kramer, David Ariev, Chad Ashley, Paul Babb, EJ Hasenfrost, Mitch Myers, Chris Schmidt, Jules Urbach, Cornelius Dammer, David Brodeur, Andy Needham, Caitlin Kajou, Zubair Parker, Noseman, Ryan Bean, Casey Hupke, Nick Lyons, Sage, Joey Korinman, Jeremy Cox, Rick Barrett, John Dickinson, Matthias Omotola, Patrick Goski, Brandon Clements, Steve Teeple, Tom Glimpse, Patrick Longstrom, Julia Simone, Devin Coe, Al Heck, and even Deadmau5.
You get that render done. Yeah, you better frame what?
Our BroGraph breakdowns go behind the projects and give you an insight on what it's like to manage and maintain your own personal business or work for a large company. Join us for live sessions, check out our useful plugins, watch time-lapse projects, interact with us, and send us email questions and topic ideas. Or just hit the Rando Render button and do an imaginative daily that'll keep you on your toes.
Take all your dreams and let's do it!
Subscribe today and get automatic updates on the latest tutorials, tricks, tips, and inspiration brought to you by industry professionals Dave Koss and Matt Milstead.
We don't care how you get here, folks. Just get here.
Subscribe now to BroGraph Tutorials.
Pretty good, I guess.